What's up, you guys? Wow. Okay. Well, this is, I guess, it's the Random Rants podcast with Pauly Shore. This is just where shit comes in my mind and I gotta spew it out to someone. So I might as well fucking spew it out to you guys. How many people live in Los Angeles? By a round of applause. All right. I guess not that much. The geography of Los Angeles is pretty interesting. It's almost like New York, kind of. Like, there's boroughs everywhere. Sorry, I'll turn down this gay song. Wait, one sec. Here we go. That's how old I am. I'm listening to 94.7. So don't fucking kill myself. Look at this. This is just to soothe me, cruising around. You know, turn it louder for you people. Anyways, oh, that was good. So anyways, Los Angeles is built up of several different, let's call them boroughs, because I think that is relatable to people in Missouri. So there's Venice Beach, there's Westwood, there's Beverly Hills, there's Studio City, there's Silver Lake, there's Los Feliz, there's Beverly Hills, where else? Santa Monica, you know, there's all these different, and to get from one to the next, it's pretty difficult, especially, you know, these days when everyone lives, I'll roll up the window, sorry, everyone lives in LA. So anyways, I've been working on this project called the Pauly Shore Podcast. I'll turn the music off totally. Pauly Shore Podcast Show. If you go on my website, which is just paulyshore.com, and you click to the tab podcast show, you can see you know, the interview. I'm gonna turn the air on because now I'm starting to get hot in here. Hot in her. And so there's a whole bunch of great interviews. If you haven't heard them, you know, you got, you know, it was one of the last interviews ever with Gary Shandling was on there. You got Ziggy Marley, Judd Apatow. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of cool interviews. So anyways, when I was there's an end game to this rant right here. There's an end game, so just hang in there with me. So anyways, when I was recording a lot of these big celebrities, you know, and these different stars and stuff like that, I was like, well, why aren't I filming this shit, you know, with cameras? Because every podcast you hear is what? Just like this. It's just audio. You know what I mean? It's just audio. So I thought, like, I'm gonna hire a couple shooters in there, not gun shooters, like fucking, you know, the LAPD, but like, you know, camera shooters. So I started filming every episode, just to have it, you know, with cameras. So I got this great content, and I filmed everyone, and every episode is in a different location around LA. You got the Grafton Hotel, the Comedy Store, the Andaz. You got a Standard Hotel on Sunset. You got people's homes. I don't know. It's just kind of like every episode is at a different location, right? And I'm starting, as you can see, I'm getting fucking pissed right now because I'm fucking in traffic and I'm trying to make it to an attorney's office in Beverly Hills, which is what this rant is about, and traffic in LA and all that crap. So anyways, I'm just also trying to tell you about the actual episode. So also I had different comedians host each one. You know, Sandy Danto is a friend, and who else? Willie from the store. Fuck, this traffic sucks, dude. Oh my god, I wanna fucking kill someone. And who else? I don't know. Just a different comedian for every different kind of podcast. Except for, there's this one podcast I did with Eliza Schlesinger. And I had Emily Sears, who's like this hot Instagram model. She was my co-host. Boy, that was exciting. That was an exciting one. Anyways, so I shot all these things, put them together, edited them, put them together, and cut them down to... I'd say each episode is about... Oh, good, I could see Olympic. It's kind of like I can see the light. So every episode is about 7 to 10 minutes cut down. The audio, if you listen to it, it's about 40 minutes each one. So I cut, I think, the best parts of... the episode, and I cut it into, like, you know, 7 to 10 minute sections or whatever. You know, these videos. And I was, you know, I was watching Comics and Cars with Jerry Seinfeld. I don't know if you guys seen this. Comics getting cars, coffee, Jerry Seinfeld getting some, you know, scrotums and some a bowl of soup with comedians, something like that. I think he's getting some schmear, possibly some fucking, you know, smorgasbords with several comedians. So I was watching this. I'm like, fuck, a lot of these kind of podcast video episodes, you call them, kind of mimic, you know, that. So I got a hold of a dude. I'm not going to say his name because he probably doesn't want me to say his name. But he's a gentleman at Crackle, which is the website. Dude, I just see the light. I'm seeing the light on Olympic. It looks smooth. Anyways, so I got a hold of the gentleman over at Sony, or Crackle, owned by Sony. And I sent them a couple of my video podcast webisodes. So that being said, good news came through the pike, my agents, my beautiful agents at WME, William Morris Endeavor, WME, used to be William Morris, used to be an Endeavor, and then they merged, dude, kind of like fucking Reese's Pieces, and now they're the a big agency, so we got in bed with the Crackle / Sony people regarding these video podcasts. So anyways, there's 14 of them, 14 video podcasts. That's a lot. So produced them, put them together, edited them with some great editors. You got Josh Morris, you got John, you got Matt. You got all these great editors. We put the whole thing together. We cut them up. And I licensed them to Crackle, which is the website Crackle. So that's good. They'll be coming out, I think, December, January this year, or next year, early next year. So that's that. So I'm in the delivery stage of these fucking, of these podcast webisodes. And if you've ever delivered to, if you're in the entertainment business, and because anyone in Missouri listening said, man, I delivered some fucking pizzas. I delivered some Subway motherfucking sandwiches. Man, some big Cokes. Those are probably difficult to deliver too. But anyways, delivering to, and this is me with no coffee right now. It's a random rant, dudes. I'm just fucking ranting and I'm being random. So I hope you're with it. Let me check to see if I'm recording. One sec. Yeah, cool. I'm still recording. Anyways, so, in the video podcast episodes, there's a lot of cutaways. When I say that, meaning, like, for instance, if I'm sitting down with Judd Apatow and we start talking about Superbad, we cut to footage of Superbad, photos of Superbad. If I'm sitting down with Ziggy Marley, this fucking traffic, once again, is fucked up. If I'm sitting with Ziggy, we start talking about Bob Marley, we got cut to Bob Marley. So anyways, you can't just do that without getting clearances from... well, I guess you can and just put it on the internet and hopefully you won't get sued. But, shit. Okay, sorry. I'm getting a little... Olympic's not looking that good anymore. So you got to get these things cleared, whether they're clips or old photos. Like, for instance, the Judd Apatow piece, I interview him. And, you know, we talk a lot about his past. And there's this killer photos from him. I guess this guy, Mark... I forgot the dude's name, is a great photographer. He shoots for Rolling Stone. He, dropping a name, Rolling Stone. I asked Judd, I'm like, who did this? And he says, Mark, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, blah, blah, blah. I forgot your last name because I'm driving and I can't think straight. So I reached out to him, who are his people, and they gave me rights to use these photos. So anyways, the bottom line is you have to get rights to use cutaways in your videos, especially if you're selling your or licensing your stuff to a big company like Crackle that's owned by Sony. But even if you put that shit on YouTube, you got to get rights. You can't just steal shit off the internet and use any cutaways. So the attorneys that represent me are entertainment attorneys, right? For other things in the business, you know, whether it's movies or TV or things come up. But they don't represent me for fair use. So there's a special attorney called a fair use attorney, which is like the 10th Amendment rights or 5th Amendment rights or 3rd Amendment rights. Or I guess you have certain rights that you can use, so the picture or the flashback needs to be in a certain place and you're able to use it. It's a pretty interesting thing because you're telling a story and the photo and the video is helping you tell a story. Anyways, I'm on my way to the fair use attorney because I need to deliver these fucking podcast videos to Crackle because they have a deadline. And then all the mix and the onlining stuff and the color tone, that's a whole other conversation. But anyways, I live in fucking Silver Lake. This is my point. I live in Silver Lake. Their offices are in Beverly Hills. And I left my place, I'd say about 45 minutes in advance. And I'm so fucking retarded that their offices are down on Olympic in Beverly Hills. And I started taking Sunset. And then there was all this construction and traffic, and I grew up in LA, so I kind of know my way around, you know, like I don't need Waze or Google Maps or all that shit to get around. I'm my own fucking Google Map, you know? So I just got fucked, you know, as far as like trying to get to this office on time. What time is it right now? Let me just see. I don't want to look. Oh, it's 10:20. Okay, we're going to make it on time. But the problem with being there on time, because my meeting's at 10:30, the problem with there being on time is that I didn't get to get my fucking coffee. You know what I mean? And before meetings, I get to get to my coffee. So anyways, I had to work my way around the traffic, work my way around the borough. So I'm just ranting, a random rant about how, you know, what I'm doing now and where I'm going. I hope you guys like the random rant with Pauly Shore. Isn't that exciting? So shit that just comes in my stupid head, I'm just gonna fucking spew it out. I don't know if you guys are gonna relate to it. I don't know if you're gonna think it's cool, but I need some coffee. And so anyways, I'm going to meet with my fair use attorney to look at the work that my assistant Blaine and my baby little chubby intern Dylan did on organizing the legal on this, because there's all these Excels we need to fill. I don't know if you've ever filled out an Excel sheet. They're pretty fucking exciting. There's all these lines and you got to like put time codes and it's pretty lame. All right. And I didn't really get a great sleep last night. And I also canceled my trainer this morning because I wasn't feeling, you know, like I needed to go in there early before this meeting. Things just got screwy. But it's 10:22. I think I'm about 8 minutes from the actual building. Hopefully they'll give me coffee. I love you guys. I like you. I like you. I like you. All right, we're signing off. Pauly Shore's Random Rants. And I'm going to say it like this, man. Shit, the Weasel's doing some motherfucking random rants. That's how it's going to be, man. Later, dudes. Bye. Till the next time we rant again.